Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry Korb joins us right now, senior fellow with the Center for American Progress's National Security Program and a former Assistant Secretary of Defense. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I guess we start with a leak of the president's conversations with the Australian prime minister and with, I'm not quite sure if it's a president or prime minister of Mexico.
President,
I guess we can talk about some, first off, maybe political consequences to the president and what it could portend for the future.
Well, I think it shows that, A, what he said about these conversations was not correct, the way he portrayed them. Mm-hmm. And number two, it shows the fact that, you know, this is not the way you deal with other heads of state, other countries, by saying, well, look, I know you don't agree with me, but you need to do this for me, you know, politically. Mm-hmm. Kind of telling the Australian, prime minister, well, you know, it was much better talking to Putin than mm-hmm. you. I mean, that type of thing, that does not help the relations with the nations.
Larry, if you don't mind, I'm jumping here as I have some questions. If
sure,
you don't
please.
Mind, because, for example, in terms of experience, diplomacy, talking to the Australian prime minister, I think it was, as he did, does that just show a complete and total lack of preparation and that's not the way things work at that level?
It does. Not only, lack of preparation and understanding what the job is. I mean, your job is to work with other countries and work together on issues that you care about. I mean, both we and Mexico have a common interest in, you know, making sure that illegal people don't come into the country. Mm-hmm. Mexico is one of our largest trading partners. Everybody talks about China. You know, we have very large trading with Mexico. It's important there. Australia is one of our allies in dealing with the situation, you know, with the Chinese in the Pacific. We have, you know, stationed Marines in Australia.
So, and I don't mean to harp on this, but I think it just goes to the president's way of doing things. It seems like if you or I are going to call our insurance company because we have a question, we're going to have everything laid out in front of us so we know what we're trying to do and we know what the reference materials are, et cetera. Is it normal for a president to be prepped and almost a script followed when he has one of these calls? Or is it normally as informal as was the president's, at least according to these transcripts?
No, you're normally prepped. You get, I can remember when I worked for President Reagan and he was going to meet Mrs. Gandhi, who was then, the Prime Minister of India. And, you know, people got him so ready for that Mrs. Gandhi was surprised. She said, I had no idea he knew so much about, you know, our relations and all of these issues. Now, obviously, you're president. You can't know something about every issue ahead of time.
But that's why you have a staff, right?
Yeah, that's right. To get you in there and get you ready, you know, for the issue. And you bring a certain, you know, viewpoint. I mean, you can say, you know, President Trump, his position on, immigration. Okay, that's his position. But when you're dealing with Mexico, you want to work together to try, you know, accomplish this and understand where he's coming from, or the deal with Australia for us to take in, the refugees. We had already made that deal, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm. A text comes in here, and I would just like you to respond to this, Larry, because I think it reflects on some people who, you know, it's like you used to say, my country, right or wrong, my country. I think some people say, my president, right or wrong, Donald Trump. And it says, me, Tommy, you and the rest of the media are creating anarchy against our leader. Is this an effort just because people don't like Donald Trump, Larry, and I voted for him, or some surprises that are happening where we're beginning to wonder about the competency of the president?
Well, I think the one issue, I assume that's what the text, is about, is how did these conversations get leaked. I mean, that's another, you know, a whole other issue. Yep. It's not competent. He's very competent. The real question is he using all of the tools that are available to a man or woman who occupies that to further the interests of the country and his own agenda? And I think that's the real issue. Yes, he got elected. He has a viewpoint. But, you know, let's make sure that he's able to use the arguments to advance that viewpoint.
Larry, you got to come back with us because we're not going to have enough time for everything I have this morning. But a text comes in, and I think it's a fair text, that says, are we sure that these leaks are accurate, and can we trust the veracity of them?
Well, these are pretty accurate because two things. One, we already know the Australians and Mexicans have commented publicly about this. So they, you know, we do know that the substance is pretty correct. And then, you know, it's a basically transcribed. I mean, it has every word in there, you know, and it's very similar to the type of, you know, language that the president uses. So, you know, I and the fact that they denounce them and everything like that, pretty good indication that they are accurate. You raise a good point, because not everything that comes out. I mean, sometimes things come out and they turn out not to be true.
In terms of leaks, I read, that article in The Atlantic, and I would suggest everybody look at it. I don't know, Sheldon, if it's linked up to us or not, but it's The Atlantic, and it says why leaks are so serious and damaging. And what it says is that, yes, leaking the material is a federal offense, that it's classified, that some of the effects would be that foreign heads of government or state will never feel comfortable, at least for the time being, to have a candid kind of conversation with the president. And that also, it says, and y'all don't get mad, I'm just reading the article, that the security agencies in this country or people within the government look at Donald Trump as best case, a doofus, and at worst case as a Russian mole. So they believe, because he's got such a non-traditional approach to government and they think he's destroying the nation, they keep leaking this material. And the more material they leak, the more the president gets less presidential, if you want to use that phrase, or is less trusting of the security forces in the nation, and then starts acting out even more, which makes the security people feel as though he's even less competent, and it's a downward spiral. What would you say about all that, Larry?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that, because basically most of the people working for the federal government are patriotic and they do it because they're not going to get rich doing it. But some of them feel that when things happen that undermine our security, they have to let the public know so they can stop it. And with Trump, I think it's even worse. They are more concerned about some of the things that he's doing, and he'll say one thing, but it's not correct. And many of them, you know, feel that, you know, they have to do this for the good of the country.
Is it about style or substance? Could they be right because they know what we don't know, or is it about they just don't like the way he's acting?
I would say the majority is about substance rather than style, because they're worried about the security of the country.
Larry, thank you so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.